Justice Brett Kavanaugh makes his debut on the Supreme Court tomorrow, and there's a good deal of focus on what his tenure could mean for abortion rights and for power of the president. Also, on business interests and regulation. According to the progressive law firm, the Constitutional Accountability Center, the Supreme Court's latest term was the most business-friendly in recent memory. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us, as he does each Monday, from New York. Derek, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's president called Kavanaugh the right judge for the job after his nomination. Why do business groups support Kavanaugh?
Well, Kavanaugh has been an extremely pro-business judge. He has ruled against the National Labor Review Board several times, siding consistently with employers over workers. He's ruled against EPA pollution rules, against the Obama administration's so-called net neutrality rules. It seems that almost every single time there is a case brought before Kavanaugh, he finds a way to side with the employer over the employee. And this has been the case most recently at the circuit court level, where he's been in the D.C. court. But it's also a trend that a lot of court watchers expect him to continue at the Supreme Court level.
Well, during his confirmation hearings, then-Judge Kavanaugh addressed the idea that he is anti-regulation. He said he's not a skeptic of regulation. He is skeptical of illegal regulation that is outside the bounds of laws that are passed by Congress. What have some of his past rulings, aside from the ones you mentioned, been like on the issue of regulation?
Sure. Let's look at two stories. In one case, a trainer at SeaWorld was killed by a whale. And the D.C. Circuit Court found that SeaWorld was liable for ignoring specific warnings about this particular animal, this particular whale. Kavanaugh dissented. He said that working with large animals was inherently dangerous. It was like stock car racing, and therefore SeaWorld shouldn't be liable. To be clear, that was a dissent, so he disagreed with the majority at the D.C. Circuit level. There's another case where a black Jamaican FBI employee sued his bosses for illegal discrimination. And Kavanaugh said that he was reluctant to second-guess the FBI's national security decisions. So, again, in both these cases, one at SeaWorld, another at the FBI, very, very different institutions. But in both cases, he found that there was a way to protect the employer's decision and find a way to rule against the employee's suit.
Tell us more about his stance on workers, on organized labor and workplace protections.
Sure. Well, you mentioned the Constitutional Accountability Center. They published a really thorough document finding that as the D.C. Circuit Court has heard all sorts of appeals, specifically those involving the NLRB, that's an agency that enforces federal labor laws, that in case after case, they said, quote, Kavanaugh has sided with employers against their employees in all these types of cases. And so they specifically found, I believe, 75 particular cases in which he found ways to rule for the employer and against the employee. Some of those included cases like, you know, the SeaWorld case and the FBI case that I just mentioned. And it should be said, you know, in placing this within the broader context, it's not as though Kavanaugh is a pro-employer justice joining a Supreme Court that disagrees with him. In fact, the Roberts Court continues a decades-long trend of being a pro-corporate court. The last Supreme Court term was ruled the most business-friendly in modern memory, according to the same institution, the Constitutional Accountability Center. To be clear, it's a progressive public interest law firm, but this is clearly a case where the Supreme Court which has been consistently drifting toward pro-corporate rulings since the 1970s, will continue that trend in the future.
Bring the environment into this. In a case last year, Brett Kavanaugh wrote an opinion saying the EPA could not require companies to use more environmentally friendly alternatives to refrigerant chemicals. What more do we know about his take on environmental regulation?
Well, he's ruled against EPA pollution rules pretty consistently. One in the case he mentioned there, another where he ruled that upstream polluters shouldn't be held liable for downstream pollution. So it's really just a case of exactly what we're talking about in terms of the NLRB, again, for the EPA. You know, Kavanaugh, I think, faced a lot of scrutiny about his private life in the past few hearings with the Senate. There's been a lot of focus about his private life as before he's been confirmed. But I think what we're going to see is that his legacy is going to be really, really strong. Maybe not so specifically on Roe versus Wade. It's not entirely clear how he's going to rule on that issue. But he's been very, very clear about his stance on property rights and his stance on the degree to which regulators can enact a kind of control over employers to protect unions, to protect the way that people do collective bargaining in this country. And that's where I think the Kavanaugh legacy is going to be most clearly felt from the bench.
Just briefly, to finish up, Politico says the Supreme Court is on a hot streak for business interests. There was a big decision that went against the public sector unions you mentioned in the spring. How do these past couple of terms compare to previous years?
Yeah. So basically what the Constitutional Accountability Center does is they've gone back through history and they've looked at what percent of the Supreme Court's cases are they siding with the pro-corporate Chamber of Commerce. Back in the Burger Court, it was less than 50%. Now they find that they're siding with the Chamber of Commerce in more than two-thirds of cases. So this is a pro-corporate Supreme Court that is about to become even more pro-corporate.